wanna be down with the kids.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Well, no Lance this morning. Dell is in his stead here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John, Dell, and RJ this morning, and you at 713-780-3776. Welcome into the show for the next 3 hours. We're going to be here talking about stuff. I'm not sure what stuff it's going to be. I will say this. We got baseball here today. We have what Jerome Solomon has pegged as the biggest stretch of the season. This is the most, maybe the most important stretch, most meaningful stretch of the season. Well, that's what the headline writer said anyway in today's Houston Chronicle. Two against the Yankees and then three at Seattle. Kind of a big deal. This is, you know, not much of an all-star break for these guys, especially the guys that had to play Tucker and Fromber. Awful busy. They got zero rest after playing on Tuesday. They had to travel yesterday, had a little workout at Minute Maid yesterday. Not sure if those guys were there. But now they have to play again because of the lockout. Everybody is playing. Everybody is making up games today. So it's kind of a big deal.
Not the Mariners, though.
No, not the Mariners. For whatever reason, the Mariners got off on this deal. And they've got a break. And they're hot. They are red hot. It was good. Actually, it was a pretty good time to have the break to cool those guys off a little bit, maybe. So the Astros with two against the Yankees tonight. And it's actually, we can't wait for this one. This doesn't get much better than baseball in Houston, New York at Houston, 12:10, and then at 5:40. Actually, a very limited schedule today with Texas and Miami, Detroit and Oakland. They're playing a doubleheader, and then San Francisco and Los Angeles. I don't know how all the other teams are doing it, but the Astros and Yankees are making up for their missed second series of the season homestand with these two games today. They made up the other one earlier when they played here on that Thursday after they had gone to New York, came back and played. Both teams had a day off, but both teams have this day off, and this is the way we're doing it. They still haven't. It's still undecided who the Yankees are throwing tonight and today.
Is it just gamesmanship?
Maybe. How's Dusty supposed to make out a lineup card not knowing who's throwing for the Yankees?
Yeah, I mean, how does Dusty Baker?
That's kind of unfair.
I mean, yes, maybe, but how does Dusty Baker, who has managed how many games and won how many games, figure out how to make a lineup, John? You think he's concerned?
Do you think that I'm not sure that he's all that great at it anyway.
Do you think he even cares who's pitching on the other side?
Well, I do know this. He's got Yordan back. So yeah. That helps every lineup, doesn't it?
It does. It helps the Astros, and I think it puts some fear into anyone they face. It's good to have him back. It's odd how it's set up. The Yankees, and you mentioned it's because of the lockout, but just these series against the Yankees over the last month or so, it's just been odd. Like, you two here, two there. It doesn't feel, I guess it's out of whack. So a doubleheader today, I wish it was something where the fans got an extended time to get to the ballpark over a weekend, you know, like how it probably would have been normally if not for the lockout. But it's like, hey, the Yankees are in town for a day. Hope you make it out here.
Well, yeah, that sucks. But actually, I'm really looking forward. Now, a buddy of mine has a ticket for you if you want to go today to the 12:10 game.
I'm good.
You don't want to go to the game.
No.
You would much rather go home, take your nap.
Well, I'm going to eat lunch. I can watch the game at home.
It'd probably take your nap.
Well, depends on how heavy the lunch is. I can't predict.
You would rather do that than go to the game.
I don't know
today.
Who this buddy is. I don't know.
Just behind home plate.
I'm good.
That's so unbelievable.
I don't.
How about living out there?
Living? This is going I'm to sitting be, down and watching a baseball game. That's not living.
Are you kidding me? At the game, at the site? where all the excitement is.
Yeah, great.
This should be this game. These games today should win an ESPY next year
for best doubleheader.
Best doubleheader of the season.
Best moment of the season.
Oh my god! Most exciting of the season of the year.
I think you're. I appreciate whoever your buddy is. I appreciate it. I just think give that to someone who would thoroughly enjoy it. I mean, sitting out at the ballpark is fun for others. Not for me.
Eating peanuts, drinking Coors Lights.
I don't drink Coors Light.
Well, that's a problem too.
Yeah. Why do you?
Maybe you could start today.
That seems like a poor decision. I hope your buddy takes someone who would thoroughly appreciate it. I mean, I wouldn't complain. It's a nice gesture, but it's not for me.
It's terrible. Terrible.
Would you like to give away a ticket?
No. My buddy wanted you to go.
Who's your buddy?
Tim. No. He said, hey, what's Dell doing today? Let's get him out to the ballpark. He's a big fan.
Tim, I appreciate that, man. That's very nice of you, but I got a lunch to get to. Sorry. And a nap, maybe.
That's it.
No, I mean, I'll...
Are you kidding? The ballpark food? You know where you stop? You stop at Cobos Q on the way?
Yes.
That's what we do.
That's a shout out to Raul. It'll be a good afternoon for him.
Oh, my gosh.
The Yankees in town.
It's going to be a good day.
Yeah, I mean, I understand the sentiment, and Tim... Probably one of your actual friends that is actually a good person. You don't have many of those.
Yeah, I've got all my friends are good people.
Not the way you talk about them.
Just because they're all mostly alcoholics, is that it?
I don't blame anyone for being an alcoholic. It is a disease, but as long as you acknowledge the problem, you don't acknowledge your problem.
No, it's not a problem.
See, that's the issue.
The issue is you thinking it's a problem, and everybody else thinking it's a problem.
You just said alcoholic.
I have no problem drinking at all.
I know you have no problem with it. The question is, do other people who are around you deal with the problems that are caused?
No.
I know you don't have a problem.
They actually enjoy it. Actually, they encourage me. Please drink more.
Well, I hope, John, you enjoy yourself at the ballpark today, and anyone else is going out there. It's a big series. I guess it's a series.
It's fun.
It's a big day.
It's a big day.
And it's a start to a big stretch, as we were talking about.
Javier, who no-hit him, and Luis Garcia today. The Yankees have not yet. I still haven't seen it. Has anybody seen it? Has anybody seen who the Yankees are throwing today? Because we haven't. I have not seen it yet.
And speaking of pitching, if you guys are on ESPN, there's a nice story about the Astros' young guys. I mean, they're all in their mid-20s or so, but Luis Garcia, Christian Javier, Jose Urquidy, and Framber Valdez, that rotation, or at least that part of the rotation, has a nice story on ESPN written by Aldo Gonzalez. I know some Astros fans have had issues with some things he wrote in the past, but he did a nice piece on your club, and particularly those guys who have changed this Astros rotation's fortune from... We don't know how healthy Lance McCullers would be, and we didn't know about Justin Verlander, but those four guys who kind of opened this Astros window farther than we would have thought. Because we were thinking about, all right, we have Greinke, we have McCullers, we have whenever Verlander's coming back, and these four stepped in and kind of changed the trajectory of the window and the rotation.
So
and I hear that argument. I don't think the window for the Astros is winning the World Series, and without Verlander, and not that they can't get a top of the rotation guy because they went out and got Verlander, they went out and got Greinke, but you gotta have. I mean, you ain't facing Scherzer and DeGrom and Bassett and winning that series with what you got without Verlander.
No, I was just really referring to. If you had your one in Verlander coming back healthy, then you had all these guys pitching like threes and fours, you're not winning a World Series.
No.
So, but according to CBS, just wanted to get to John's point. Jameson Taillon will be the noon
Taylor,
game,
yeah.
And then you'll have Garrett Cole as the night game.
Garrett Cole tonight,
yeah.
Let's go. See, I've got undecided. So according to CBS Sports, Taillon and Cole, I'm going to the night game. So tomorrow you can almost guarantee that I will be fuzzy. Okay,
great.
Yeah, no. I'm going to the 5:40 game, and we're gonna beat Cole tonight. Let's go! I am so pumped now.
Are you gonna yell at Garrett Cole?
Oh, are you kidding? Are you kidding?
You're not gonna boo, but you're gonna yell.
I'm gonna yell.
Okay. What are you gonna yell?
Oh, I'm gonna yell at the ump probably because he gives him strikes.
He's gonna give him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
I'm glad you're going in there. Entering the ballpark, assuming you're going to get cheated.
Oh, yeah. No, you always have to. You have to assume that you're going to get cheated by the umpire. Your shoes are $300 to sit in the Diamond Club. I'm not sitting in the Diamond Club, Art, and neither is Tim. He asked, not right behind home plate.
Yeah, what type of shoes do I have to reach a profile for my shoes before I can sit there? Like, I got Nikes on, but do I need to put on some Gucci slides or something? What do I have to wear?
No, you're fine.
Okay,
no, shoes.
Topsiders, is that the shoe of choice for the people who sit there? Loafers. What do I wear?
No, none of that. You can wear whatever shoes you want to wear.
Do I need to make sure my belt matches my slacks? I'm not sure what you guys wear when you walk into that place.
What about
collared shirt?
Where do you have to get your hair cut?
Well, not a supercut. Like you're suggesting RJ should have gone.
RJ went and got his hair cut yesterday. Where'd you end up going, RJ?
I was again up going like someplace like close to the station. There's like a barbershop like down the street. So
there's a barbershop down the street?
Yeah. Yeah, so there's actually one, yeah, down the way, and so went to that one.
Was it a place where you could get your fade that looks nice?
Yeah, I didn't go to Supercuts.
Yeah, no, I know you didn't go to Supercuts. You went to a barbershop.
Yes.
A regular barbershop.
Right.
Yeah, not a salon, but a barbershop. Yeah. You make an appointment, you sit down, and you wait your turn. Nobody did, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was it, okay, can I ask the...
I think you know.
It was a black barber?
No, he was chartreuse, John.
Yes. Well, I'm asking. I mean, it's a legitimate question.
Okay. Yes.
Yes. It was a black barber.
He was a brother.
He was a brother, and he knew when you sat down.
Mm-hmm.
What did you tell him?
Like I showed him a picture, like of you know just how normally like I've had my hair cut, and so I said, could you at least do something like in this ballpark? And he said, yeah. And he actually did it, I guess, better than even I expected. So shout out.
Really?
Yeah. Shout out.
So why was it better than you expected?
It seemed like he really just took his time. Like I was just in the chair for a while. Like it wasn't kind of like.
Don't you think that he's just wasting time to make you feel like you were getting good value for your money?
I mean, I would feel like sometimes you would want some guy to you know, for most barbers you would want to get like in and out the shop. Like no, him it was like, nah, you know, let's take your time here.
I mean, honestly, what was he doing?
But
just cut it. Let me go.
John, you know how
long my haircut takes? Literally,
John, you don't
four, like 4 minutes.
John doesn't understand the relationship some people have with their barber and RJ. You know, moving from Jacksonville, wants to make sure the place he goes is going to make him look right, and that's why.
And that's
the decision
not how
took a little bit.
They're cutting
don't you
my
feel
hair,
like
John,
he was just wasting?
They're
time.
Not using hey, scissors.
Russ, I know they're not using scissors, man.
Pick it up. Oh, just he was trimming. Okay, pick up the pace. Let's go. Honestly.
All right.
Do you I mean this is some kind of an experience.
It kind of is.
Oh, it stop. Kind of really
kind
is.
Kind of is actually.
Stop.
People can mess up your hairlines like you I mean this
push
is important
it back,
stuff.
All these things play
Absolutely.
A part. This is why when we look at how do I put this white kids haircuts, we go that your mom did that, didn't she? Or someone who cuts hair like your mom did. It's important. John doesn't understand, but it's important.
It just cut the hair and let me get out.
No.
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 Did you talk about sports with him?
No.
Oh, well, then what kind of barbershop is this?
I mean, we
didn't have a LeBron versus Michael argument.
No, we didn't have that.
Okay.
I mean,
then it's not a barbershop. Then we can't have it.
It's not a barbershop. I mean, it was my first time being in there, so I was more fixated on, like, please don't mess this up, please. And so I just, you know, like, we just chill about it.
Ah, he was just taking. Oh, please hurry. Let's go.
You saw the cut.
Do
you think the guy did a good job? I saw part of it when he took his hat off today. The guy did a good job.
Yeah.
How can you tell? Just
what do you mean, how can you tell?
It just, he got a haircut.
Well, you don't.
You know, I got one yesterday. Did you know that?
No, it looks the same. I don't.
So does RJ.
No, it doesn't. Did you look at RJ before today?
He's always got a hat on. How do I know? What's the difference? You always wear a hat.
You saw, I had.
Even the beard is trimmed.
Yes.
That's part of the experience.
Come on.
He doesn't get it. John
I know, John. You don't get it.
Stop. I go to TGF. Get my get in.
TGF haircutters?
Yes.
We can tell. We know. You just have to say
right, stop. Right. Stop.
Come on,
okay. Did you see?
Get it done. Let's go.
Did you see any people who look like RJ in the TGF haircutters?
No one.
Of course not.
No.
Of course.
There was a white woman in there. That's it. That's it. That was
it. Of course.
Yeah. No. Actually, I've never seen a brother in there.
That is telling you something. Take the context clues.
Oh, my goodness. Just cut my hair. I got to go. Okay. This is not an experience. I just want to go. How much? Okay. neighborhood. What did it set you back?
They got a tip. Remember, there's a tip involved too.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So we're looking at around like 50.
See, I win. No. I win again. Wow. Mine was 30.
No, I was surprised because now it used to be around like the $30 range, but I guess you know times have changed.
Times have changed. Everybody, it's more expensive to those scissors.
It's not scissors.
Clippers.
His clippers are more expensive. Okay, now it's more expensive. Not really. He bought them one time.
Maybe the rent's more expensive to have a chair there.
For him to have
a chair there. Yeah, I'm sure it is more expensive. Yeah.
So I win again. And I was in and out. Bing, bing, bing. Thank you, Vassal. I'm out.
If you two, people think you go to Neiman's for your haircuts. I'm just reading tweets. No,
I go to TGF.
I don't think you won because if there was a social post of you guys standing next to each other with your haircuts, since you said you got one yesterday too, RJ would win. Hmm. The votes would come in clearly in RJ's favor.
I do not rock. I do not have a pair of shoes for $1,000. That's okay. Let's stop it. Okay. My money is Neiman Marcus. No, I don't go to Neiman Marcus. I go to TGF. That's how important it is.
Trust us, guys.
Let's get in. Let's get out. Bing, bing, bing. And oh, by the way, Vassal is awesome.
Trust us, guys.
Wesleyan and Bissonette and Vassal is the best. So
I'm looking at him. I'm looking at him. He didn't go to Neiman Marcus.
No. All right, 716 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. Where do you get your haircut? 713-780-3776.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here at ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, this is interesting. Jennifer Simpson, did you see this?
No.
Jennifer Simpson tweeted this out. I have a pair of J.J. Watt Women's Edition Reebok shoes, size 9, $60. I've worn them twice. They are great shoes. I'm only selling because we are raising money for my grandpa's funeral. I also have a Watt Women's XL Texans jersey, $30. Anyone interested? J.J. retweeted it and said, don't sell your shoes and jersey. We'll help with the funeral. I'm sorry for your loss.
What?
Kind of feel like Jennifer might have been.
You think she was trolling
for this? JJ on this?
Oh, she added him. She was looking for this particular outcome, you think? I mean, I wouldn't put it past her.
Yeah. It just seems like I don't know.
How much do those.
Why are you adding JJ on this one?
How much do those limited edition shoes go for? How much would she have made off those? Because it feels like a ploy to get it. Hey, look, JJ.
She says $60 and $30. $90 to help for her. I mean, honestly, $90 off a funeral?
These are things where you go, what game are you trying to play?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Because.
And JJ responds, don't sell your shoes. We'll help with the funeral. Of course.
What's he going to do now? He has to. Did that go viral before he saw it? Like, was it a
tweet? He's got 9,000 retweets, 102,000.
Can you click on her particular? Her particular tweet, I'm sure they retweeted what JJ did, but if it went viral before he got to it, it's going to be a little rough for him to ignore.
She's got 182 followers.
That's what I'm saying. So how did it, if JJ's quote tweet sent it viral, that's
different. Well, she added him.
Yeah, but he could, unless someone sees it or someone famous quote tweets it, then there's a chance that he could just let that pass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he sees mentions all the time. So,
right.
So, and no one would know with her follower count that he ignored it. So how did that go viral? Because if it goes viral, then JJ's in a real tough spot. If he goes, well, good luck. That feels like a troll to get JJ to see it and then JJ to do something.
Mm-hmm.
We're being very cynical, but the shoes weren't like these limited editions that are going for $1,000 and it's going to take a big chunk out of the funeral. It's a total of $90.
$60 and 30. Look. Sorry for your loss. We'll help with the funeral. Oh,
she got him. She got him.
To JJ. No, listen.
It's a credit to JJ for what he's doing.
No, but.
And maybe she really was going to sell those particular items to cut on any cost she could. But it feels like she had a goal in mind, and she got that done. She got it done.
It's
the finesse of the game, John.
I know. I don't. You know what? And we are very cynical in this society,
particularly this show.
Yeah, particularly in this show. I don't know. I just don't. I hate to see that for JJ.
And everyone say he could afford it, John.
Yeah, he can afford it. Just he's getting used. I mean, should we add him today?
Hey, JJ, I don't have any of your stuff, but I'll go buy something and sell it because I got bills to pay. Can you help with those?
Yeah.
Is that look,
JJ? I'm gonna be evicted if I don't sell your shoes
that I don't even own. It feels very exploitative of JJ, but look, if that was something she was going to do to help with funeral costs, I'm glad JJ is helping out.
Yeah.
We are not great people.
Hey, how about this guy? Have you got monkeypox yet?
No.
You haven't? Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay, so this guy in Texas, apparently he's up in the Dallas area. Stay up there. He says that the disease left him suffering 101 degree fever, headache, swollen lymph nodes, and make him look like a frog just 2 days after he was told he had been exposed. Blisters then erupted all over his body that were so painful, it felt like someone was taking a potato peeler to his skin.
Wow.
That's what monkeypox is? Give me the shot.
Yeah, avoid monkeypox at all costs. At all costs.
I thought it would give you, like, your booty would turn pink or something because...
Like a baboon?
Yeah.
It's not baboon pox.
Well, I know, but monkeys have that too, don't they?
I don't know. I'm not examining.
Pink booty?
That's not a booty I'm examining. Monkey booty.
Monkey booty. I don't want any of that. I don't want any of this.
Do you think Andrew Wiggins would get the shot? You know?
Andrew Wiggins ain't getting this shot. He totally regrets.
Yeah, if you missed it, Andrew Wiggins, despite winning a title... upping his stock, making an all-star game, said he regretted getting the shot because he doesn't like putting that stuff in his body. So it's an old one. I'm sure a lot of people saw it. But someone tweeted out once, as this was going on, as Andrew Wiggins was trying to avoid getting the shot, someone tweeted out, it's the one shot he won't take.
Yeah.
It's the one shot he won't take. But yeah, Andrew Wiggins has kind of changed what everyone thinks of him.
So he's catching it instead of Josh Christopher this week?
I guess so.
Yeah.
I guess so. Yeah, but monkeypox is rough.
No, I don't want no monkeypox, okay? No, you get a pink butt and blisters. I ain't doing that.
I'm certainly more concerned about the blisters, but the pink butt ain't great either.
No. I do not want pink butt, do not want blisters, do not want 101 degree fever, none of it. I want none of this. Okay, man, monkeypox. Man, is there anything else? I mean, honestly, what are we going to get next up?
I mean,
monkeypox.
COVID ain't going anywhere.
Camel toe.
God, who am I with right now? You know that's not a disease.
Kind of is.
Is it rampant in the community?
If you split your toenail, is that what it is?
I think you know what it is. Don't pretend like you're naive. You're not brand new. You know what it is.
I'm just saying, I don't want any of this. None of it. I want none of this in my life, okay? So that's all I'm saying.
I hope that guy's doing well, and I hope if he has to sell some of JJ's stuff to pay for the medical costs, I hope JJ takes care of him too.
If he says, hey, JJ, okay, I got a JJ jersey that I have to sell to get this pink butt away, to lose this pink butt.
I mean, I think he would phrase it as medical costs he has to take care of.
Right.
Hopefully JJ takes care of him too.
Yeah, JJ. Listen, if anything bad happens to you, just go at JJ. I got to sell my JJ jersey. Okay. And I did get a JJ. You know, he signed one for me.
Yeah, but you didn't buy that.
No, John, thanks for all you did for me.
What did you do for him?
I did nothing for him.
Actually,
I was pro Channel 13 when said, hey, JJ's wife has been traded.
I think at the time they just labeled her his fiance or something.
Yeah.
And you were like, what? That's the only reason we know her.
Okay. if
Kalia Watt now, as opposed to Cleo High, I believe was her name before.
What was her name?
Kalia.
No one still knows her name. And she's, you know what she is?
I do.
She's JJ's wife.
No, she's not. She's a woman with a name and she plays a professional sport. That's what JJ was contending. Does she? She's more than just my wife.
Does she?
She is a person. Yes, women's soccer is a sport.
727 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You sure you weren't like drunk last night? You say tomorrow you're going to be fuzzy. What about tonight? What about last night?
A little bit.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
A little bit. And I care. I'm okay.
Care factor zero. Very care. Low.
We got the Yankees in town. I've got zero care factor today. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, if you don't want to care about stuff, you're more than welcome to get in here. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang with us here. I want to talk right now about there's a good chance I could get sued today, and it could be, and I might need the Morley Law Firm. And here's the deal, is if you're sued civilly or whatever it is that you have, whatever problem it is that you have, let's say immigration problems. Now, you're driving in right now, and you know some people, or you have some people that work with you that might have some immigration problems. Well, you tell them to call the Morley Law Firm. All right, make the call, Morley Law, 713-839-9955. Or easier yet, it's MorleyLaw.com, MorleyLaw.com, MorleyLaw.com. Se habla español. They're going to help them out. They're doing this every single day. Every single day, they're helping people with immigration problems. But not only immigration problems, whatever it is that you have. Look at go to the website, MorleyLaw.com, and you can see the team that they have there, men, women. They have it is unbelievable how good they are, the experience they have, and they're going to help you. So you tell them whatever problem it is that you have, and then they can take care of that business for you. In a lot of instances, if you're being sued or you're suing someone, you don't have to pay them until you win that case. So all you got to do is go to MorleyLaw.com or give them a call. Make the call, Morley Law, 713-839-9955.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. Godfather of Houston Sports Radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, an update on a story previously here on the John and Del and RJ show. Jennifer Simpson, whose grandfather apparently died, and she was selling her JJ shoes and something else. What else did she have? $30. She had a $30 and a $60.
And a jersey and a hat. I mean, jersey and shoes, yeah.
Whatever it was. Back in on 5/24/18.
May 24th, 2018.
I hate to do this, said Jennifer Simpson, but I'm selling my JJ at JJ Watt jersey. I don't have much, but this is the most valuable thing I have. My mom's cousin died unexpectedly Wednesday morning, and we are trying to pay for his funeral. It is a women's XL in good condition. Please let me know, at JJ Watt.
So she did change some of the script.
Well, yeah, you can't put the same script out there.
So is it possible that, okay, JJ didn't see it the first time?
Maybe he forgot.
So I've kept my jersey, but now I got to do it again?
Well, you got to.
Or did she buy another jersey?
Her persistence is wonderful.
Do you have the newest tweet up? Is it the same jersey, or did she go and buy another one?
No. The other one wasn't a jersey. Okay. The other one was a shoes.
Shoes?
Yeah.
And okay.
Okay. She tried. Jackie Gonzalez vetted this. She tried selling his jersey for another funeral in 2018. Thank you, Jackie. See, Jackie is a girl.
Mm-hmm.
At J-A-C-Q-U-E.
Well, Jackie's a girl's name.
Jackie's a girl's name, right. So, man, I just hate that for JJ. I mean, come on. I mean, he's going to look like a fool. Now he looks like a fool. Speaking of which, did you see Netflix is doing a Manti Te'o doc?
A docuseries? I would watch that.
I would watch it too.
Yeah. Well, how long ago was that? 2000?
It was a while ago now.
12 when they were on their way to the getting their ass kicked by Alabama?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2012?
Yeah. The Manti Te'o.
Was it Kakua? What was her?
Kakua.
Lene Kakua, something like that.
Didn't JJ marry her?
Oh, no.
No?
That's Clea Ojai, you terrible person.
Lene?
No, that's not the same. He actually married someone real as opposed to a fictional. Lene
Kakua.
Yeah, I believe that was
Well, Lene Kakua was real. It was actually just a
his cousin. Mente's
cousin.
Yeah.
The guy.
Like, it was a real person, but not a girlfriend. A guy.
So, yeah, if I'm Mente Teo, I'm like, no, what?
No,
we have to bring this up again?
It's 10 years later.
Can we let this go?
Now you want to do this story?
Oh, my God.
Well, he's out of the league now, so it's not like his teammates can get on him. But I'm sure at some point he thought, this is all behind me. And Netflix said, no, it's not. I want to know how many people from his family are involved. Like, did they all sign up to tell this story? Because you got to start questioning your family members if they decided to give their take on this particular issue. Guys, I thought we're family. We don't talk about this anymore.
No, this is done, okay? Done. Can we stop already? Why? Why, Netflix?
Trying to get that stock price back up.
The Texans' win total is 4.5 games. Are you going under or over?
4.5 would mean your favorite quarterback stinks.
Yes.
I don't think he stinks, so I'm gonna go over.
I'm going over too. I think they went 6 or 7 games this year.
We had this discussion yesterday. Is that enough? With the
improvement.
No, I'm not talking about as far as the team. Sorry. Is that enough to solidify Davis Mills' place? If they went, how does he have? Because if he's a really good player, let's say he's really good, what does that equate to as wins for wins?
If he's really good, it still only equates to 6 or 7 wins because they don't have enough talent.
Okay.
Now, they're going to be better defensively. Now, I am a little
bit
worried.
They're going to be better coached.
You know.
Overall.
I was listening to Cody and Jake the other day, and Cody was really worried about Derek Stingley playing. Listen, I think cornerback may be one of their best positions on the team right now. Tavir Thomas is supposed to be really good. Desmond King. You got Derek Stingley. They could be okay at corner, even without Derek Stingley. I'm not so sure that they're not okay without Derek Stingley. And you add the Petrie to the mix, along with Murray and all the other guys, all the other safeties that they've added. But they actually in the defensive backfield. You know, nobody will give them credit because of the Texans. They're going to finish 29th or 30th ranked in every single category.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, they're actually not too bad, if you want to know the truth. And they could be. Now, if Grenard can give them any kind of pass rush.
Yeah, that's the thing for me. More as opposed to the secondary, we're consistent pass rush.
Yeah.
Can they get that? Lovie Smith, that defense thrives on it, at least in his career before he got here. So if they can do that, that'll help the secondary quite a bit. So I wonder if. Who will provide that? And
it's got to be Jonathan Grenard.
And there's a lack of talent there right now.
Yeah. Again, and he is going to be double and triple teams because let's face it, there's nobody else coming off of the corner that's going to help them. I actually think that they can win some football games, and they don't. And even if Davis Mills has got to play really well, but I'm pretty sure that they can run the ball this year with Marlon Mack, with the addition of Kenyon Green. If Laremy Tunsil actually plays this year, I know he had a sore thumb last year, so he couldn't play, or pinky or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Because offensive linemen never hurt their hands.
Yeah, offensive linemen, generally, you know, the types to know to play through anything and everything if they can. He was like, my thumb. And I'm not going to come back either when I could. He wasn't interested in playing on that team last year.
No.
I hope he's interested in playing on this one.
I would hope so, that he wants to play a little bit. That'd be great. You know what, for his $23 million a year, $22 million a year, whatever he makes. I would hope that at some point he says, you know what, I'm going to probably play for you guys. That would be great. You know, if you get anything, are you expecting anything out of Mechie this year?
I wonder how they'll bring him along and it all depends on how quickly he recovers. If he's good to go the back half of the year, sure. What it means for that offense, I liked him as a player at Alabama. It was great. He always had a great wide receiver next to him, whether it was the guys in Waddle and Devontae Smith and Jameson Williams before, at least this in the 2021 year. So he always had a guy with him. But I still do think he was a really good college player. Yeah, I think he can be good. I just hope he comes back at full strength.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the key. Is he going to be healthy? And by all accounts, they say he's going to be not only healthy, but he'll be ready probably for camp. No, I think the Texans might be a really, really good bet at over. Now, that's me. Right?
You're always positive.
I'm always positive. I'm always positive about our team. I got them winning 15 games, but, you know.
So you're going to hammer on that 4.5.
I think 4.5 is a.
Disrespectful.
Yeah, I think it is, especially. No, they're going to win. Listen, last year they went to Tennessee and won. The Chargers came here and they beat their butts. Okay, they handled that business last year. They got the Jags twice. I think they could beat the Titans in one of those games again. And I don't expect them to win at Tennessee again this year. But I think Tennessee is not as good with the loss of AJ Brown. Now Derrick Henry there for the whole season is going to help. I think that will definitely make them better in the running game. But I see some wins for this football team.
Do you see them finishing third or last?
I see them finishing third again.
I was listening to a podcast last night, and they said that the Jaguars were they going to be was their surprise team, and they thought that was an 8-win football team simply because Urban Meyer's not there. Doug Peterson is an improvement, and they think they don't think a lot of their offensive additions in terms of high impact, but at least they're actual capable NFL players. I'm not all that high on Christian Kirk. I mean, he got to play alongside DeAndre Hopkins. Is he now the Jaguars? If he's their number one, he'll play in a slot. But if he's their best receiver, I'm not expecting much. But most of that podcast was about how great they felt about Trevor Lawrence. And they were just thinking back to what he was as a prospect. And they think with Doug Peterson there, that's a team who can elevate them, and that can be a average football team, which would take them above the Texans.
Who was better last year, Trevor Lawrence or Davis Mills?
Was better. Yeah, but a lot of that is they're blaming almost all of it on Urban Meyer.
What would it be if this year, if Davis Mills is again better than Trevor Lawrence?
I'm hoping it happens because I want to see how NFL media starts treating Trevor Lawrence.
They still won't. Now, let's say Trevor Lawrence plays well, but Davis Mills plays better. They still will not give the credit to Davis. It's amazing little credit that dude gets.
It's all about pedigree.
Yeah.
What they thought of him.
Well, but the dude has. See, that's the thing. Is everybody talks, well, look at the pedigree of Trevor Lawrence. Davis Mills was the number one pocket passer coming out of high school. He was the number one pocket passer coming out of – so he has pedigree.
Yes.
That it didn't
translate on the
field. It didn't translate in college.
And that is what people see. They see Trevor Lawrence as a national champion, been in multiple championship games. His Clemson teams were always in the playoff. And they see Davis Mills toiling out on the West Coast, never amounting to what his pedigree suggested he would be. And now that is – and it doesn't help him that he's playing for the Texans – Who, for multiple reasons, are considered a joke.
If you play for the Texans, you are dismissed. You're 29th or 30th, 31st, period, exclamation. It doesn't matter. You are going to be – it's like if you are a recruit. If Alabama offers you, you're a five-star, okay? But some of you used to say, oh, you offered that guy. He's a three-star. Yeah, well, tomorrow will be a two-star because I offered him. Because you lose stars when you get offered by the University of Houston,
or if you commit to them,
right?
Why would he go to Houston if he had a real shot of going here?
Yeah,
that's kind of how it'll go sometimes.
Absolutely. 743 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. The number to hang with us. Did you watch any of the ESPYs? We'll talk about Dick Vitale on the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5. And 92.5. Right now, we're talking about GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com. You're looking to sell your car? John Clay Wolf is here for you. What I need you to do is go to GiveMeTheVIN.com and plug in your license plate, plug in your VIN number, whatever that is. It's a long one, so just do the license plate thing. It'll come up exactly what your car is. You fill out a form. You take a couple of pictures of the car, and then they're going to give you the best estimate of what your car is worth. They will give you and make you an offer. And then you go armed with that offer. If you want to sell it to the dealership, that's fine. You know what? That's fine. But you know what it's worth. And if your dealership can't match that, guess what? John Clay Wolf says, I'll give you that money. And if CarMax can't match what you are offered by GimmeTheVIN.com, John Clay Wolf will send you $100. And he never does that. Well, you come back with that bona fide offer from CarMax, and he's going to go, well, I'll give you more for it. I'll give you more. If CarMax is giving you that. Now, one time it didn't because they were like $4,000 off. John Clay Wolf said, fine, take it. Here's $100 because that's a stupid amount of money for that vehicle. And John Clay Wolf knows what vehicles are worth. And he says now is still a great time to sell your car. So if you're looking to sell that car, GimmeTheVIN.com. That's GimmeTheVIN.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Oh, okay. All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Nick says, why are you dropping F-bombs on camera? Because during the break, we drop F-bombs.
I'm sure you can read your lips.
Well, right.
You are very demonstrative about a couple of things. He's like, you blame one person for something, and then you said to another person,
well, hey,
when I suggested don't get that person, you're like, bleep him.
That's right, don't get him. For whatever reason, I think it's BK's fault. Brad Kellner in the afternoon. What the hell, BK? You're sick. You come in now. You give everybody monkeypox. Nice job, jerk.
Keep your red ass out of here.
Pink ass?
Yeah.
Keep your pink ass off the show.
Oh, it's pink ass. Okay. Yeah. Keep your pink ass out of here till you're healthy again.
Monkey Kellner. All right. So, RJ, you got some Dick Vitale for us? Did you watch it?
No.
So, I turned it on right as Vitale was about to come on. And, you know, we had Katie Sweet on yesterday.
Yes.
Who runs the V Foundation. And you know what? I wanted to see it because, you know, Dick Vitale has been battling cancer. And my wife said, well, he hasn't won it in the past, you know. Well, no reason to win it. This is somebody who is overcoming adversity in a big way, and Dick Vitale did that. And he talked for a long time. I guess he saved his voice, and he hasn't been able to you know, he can't do the broadcast because he can't talk that long and whatnot. He talked for a long time, and they told him to wrap it up, and he was like, whatever. I got another 3 minutes.
This is my time.
He did. A couple of times. He said, they're telling me to wrap it up again, just like Valvano. Like, this guy's telling me to wrap it up. I got 100 tumors in me, and this guy's telling me to wrap it up. Like, I give a about this guy.
I'm fighting off cancer. I'm not going to listen to the guy using his finger to tell me to get off the stage.
Anyway, that was a great speech. Last night with Vitale was pretty good. Here's some of Dick Vitale last night at the ESPYs.
And I will tell you this, Jimmy V, my man, we are not going to stop chasing the dream of raising dollars. And your dream, Jimmy's dream, was to beat cancer. And we must do it because it doesn't discriminate. It comes after all. In fact, I want everybody in this room that knows somebody they love, knows somebody in their family or maybe themselves that's battled cancer, to please stand. Well, take a look at this room. It doesn't matter race, religion. It'll bring you to your knees. There's only one way to beat it, my friends. We got to raise dollars and give the oncologists a fighting chance. I close by simply saying, keep chasing your dreams. Keep chasing your goals. And to me, all of you in this room are special winners in the game of life and what you've done to pursue your goals. And remember, just remember, perseverance plus passion plus pride equals win in the game of life. God bless. Thank you.
Dickie V last night. It wasn't really a tearjerker, but it was good. It was a good speech. He had a lot of people to thank, and his doctors and He actually broke HIPAA laws. There was a doctor in there that takes care of a voice doctor who takes care of a lot of the stars. And Dickie V was naming the stars.
Hey! Those are against the rules.
Yeah. Dickie, you keep that, you know, you're not supposed to, I don't think you're supposed to say that with your outside voice. So it was a nice night had by all, and hopefully they raised a lot of money. Everybody has people who have had cancer in their lives, and certainly if you want to help, the V Foundation, what was it,
V.org/donate, I believe, yeah, is the
V.org/donate.
To get there.
Yeah, we had Katie Sweet on yesterday, and hopefully they raised a lot of money. And if you want to help, if you've got anybody who has had cancer, everybody, cancer has touched us all. There's no question. So if you'd like to give. But it was a nice night. Male Athlete of the Year. Who was up there? And she was like, hey, why are there no women in this?
Because they have a separate award.
Yeah, because
they have Athlete of the Year, right?
Aubrey from Parks and Recs. Parks and Rec.
Oh, Aubrey Plaza.
Yeah,
yeah.
She's
April from Parks and Rec.
Yeah. She's great. Yeah. And by the way, she looks better than she did then. She's a bit more enhanced in some way.
Why does everything have to? You could have just said she's had a glow up.
Yeah, she's glowed up.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and she gave the award. So best team, it wasn't Oklahoma.
It wasn't.
It was Golden State.
I feel like that's Oklahoma was the most dominant sports team, and I get it. Some people, it's softball. Give it to the NBA team. But if you're talking about the most dominant team in all of sports, team sports in this country, it was Oklahoma softball. For the ones who are nominated, at least.
Right.
59-3? Lost three games all year?
Yeah. So, let me get the full list.
The Warriors weren't even, the Warriors I think were a 3 seed in the regular season. I know they went on to win the whole thing, but they weren't a dominant team in the regular season. I think Phoenix and Memphis finished ahead of them. Of course, Phoenix crapped out against Dallas, and that's who the Warriors saw in the conference finals.
So the best college athlete was Bryce Young. Shohei won the Male Athlete of the Year.
Okay.
Shohei won, which is, you know what, he should have. Aaron Rodgers, NBA, was Steph Curry. Best game, Chiefs and Bills. That was a great game.
Oh, no, it was ruined by the fact that the Bills didn't get a chance in overtime, right? It was ruined. Everybody can't give it the best game when everyone's complaining about it at the end. Clowns. And, of course, the next week, the Bengals get a stop because that's how football works.
Best team was the Warriors. Best woman was Katie Ledecky, like we predicted yesterday. Best play was Megan Rapinoe's unbelievable corner kick. Whatever.
You can't stand her.
I like her.
No. Not judging by what you call her most times, how you change up her last name. You don't like her.
Rapinoe?
That, yes.
Oh. I don't know what you're talking
Rapinoe.
About.
Rapinoe.
Whatever. Best WNBA player was Candace Parker. Best driver was Kyle Larson. Congratulations.
What a comeback for Kyle Larson. What a comeback.
Remember when Kyle Larson was,
you know,
no one could touch him?
Because of what he said on a video game stream, I think.
Justin Thomas won best golfer.
Okay. Who would you have voted for?
It's obvious it's Cam Smith.
Was the announcement or the voting already done?
No, it goes up right up to today. It
goes up to,
Or it goes up to recently.
Because it happened, he won on Sunday. You don't think that award was already?
Well, regardless, Justin Thomas hasn't won a major.
That's what I'm asking. If you weren't going to pick Cam Smith, who would have been?
If it wasn't going to be Cam Smith, it would have been Scottie Scheffler, who became the men's number one in the world.
Okay, well.
How
did Justin Thomas?
I don't even know. How is they? Really? ESPN? Really? Let's see, and then a bunch of stuff we don't care about.
Best MLS player. Who knew they cared enough to do that?
Best MLS name? Okay.
Well, I know who it is. I'm looking at it right now.
Speaking of which, we're going to have Glenn Davis with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 at 9:30. He asked me, "Can I go later? Because he was at the
game last night, right? Or the match last night?
Club America.
Club America. Is it pronounced Club in Spanish?
It would be in Spanish. It would be Club America.
Club America, yeah. And Man City.
And Man City last night, in which Man City won, and 61,000 there last night, which is for a friendly.
Yeah, it's a good showing.
I'll have to ask him. Did all the stars play?
I'll look at it. Usually, that is something where it's a young player's thing. Gets the young player's time because they're not going to get all that much time over the course of a year. You kind of sprinkle in your guys because you are on a tour. You want to promote your brand, so those guys get the time. For example, Christian Pulisic. Now he's an American, so they're going to get him out there. He was playing for Chelsea against Charlotte FC, an MLS team, so he got out there, scored a goal. I mean, these are games or matches where you have almost what double digit sub opportunities. So you're shuttling guys in and out. So you might get a star to play the first 45 and they take them out. So I'm sure they got those guys out there.
Yeah, just run around, whatever. Yeah, you don't want to risk injury. But.
Yeah, Kevin De Bruyne, who was out there. He's one of the Man City stars, so he got some time last night.
He scored both goals.
Yeah, you're trying to build your team in a different country, and that's why you do these tours, and you're going to play your stars to give the fans an experience.
Now they're going up to Green Bay, is Man City.
I don't know if there's ever been a major soccer, even as a friendly, in Lambeau. I don't know if they've ever done it before.
Well, they're doing it. Yeah, it's a beautiful right now.
It's a beautiful
go this
time.
Week because winter's coming.
Game of Thrones.
It'll be
so. Is another Game of Thrones series in a month.
Well,
or so.
But that winter lasted one day. For 7 years, they were trying to find the White Walkers, and it lasted the fight against them lasted about 20 minutes.
Yeah, well, winter's coming. Well, the long winter, I don't want to get into this nerdy crap with you. The long winter was about the White Walkers taking over the entire world. And, of course, we had one Arya Stark ended in a night.
That's so ridiculous.
What did you want to happen?
He's got to redo it.
He won't even finish his books.
But pick it up, okay?
It's been years. I think the last book was finished in 2011. The last one he wrote was 2011.
He hasn't worked for a decade? Even I work 3 hours a day.
He's cashing checks from the show and all the other stuff. He put out
nothing. He said, though, I'm going to redo it. So
he's going
to pick up the pace.
Well, if he ever finishes. Now he's got a new series to kind of shepherd through. They have all these, they have the House of Dragons that's coming up in August. And then he has all these other series he's working on. I don't think he ever finishes those books.
I thought they were canceling some of that.
They got rid of some of them, but there
And Lord of the Rings, too, right?
Well, the Lord of the Rings one starts in August, too, I think. The Rings of Power.
The Rings of Power?
Yeah.
I thought they canceled one of them or whatever.
I mean, there's like seven of them in development for Game of Thrones, but they do have one coming to HBO in August. And then they announced... Or at least the rumors are floated out that Jon Snow is going to come back for a series, like after he goes back up north.
Jon Snow, well, what else is he doing?
I mean,
haven't seen him in anything
else.
He
shows up in a Marvel movie, he's supposed to be one of the next Marvel superheroes, but we're not sure he's going to get a movie because.
Didn't he have a breakdown?
Yeah, he had to go to rehab.
I should do that. 7:58 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5.
No chance.
Three. Then I would have to admit I have a problem.
And you haven't done that yet.
I ain't doing that. 7:58. I'm not a quitter, and I'll never be a quitter. 7:58, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's talk right now about Doc Linville. Doc Linville is the best. He's given me hair. I love that he's given me hair. I mean, it's just like you have so much more confidence. If you hate that you're balding, if you hate the giant bald spot, if your buddies are making, if you are having problems, you know, finding women because you don't have hair. I mean, what superhero is bald? None. Zero. Zero superheroes. They all got wonderful hair. And Doc Linville gives you wonderful hair, okay? Then you could go to the barbershop and sit there for hours like RJ, just sitting in a barber chair for hours instead of, you know what, get done with this and so I can get out of here. No. If you want hair where it could take hours for the barber to take care of this business, then you got to go see Doc Linville. Doc Linville is great. You'll love the process. The nail grafting is unbelievable. But here's the deal. It's just so simple. It's just so simple. So if you're looking to get hair, all you got to do is go to 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com.
This is Jose Altuve, and you're listening to Jung and Lance on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by Gulf Coast Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.